Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious welcome back dear viewers may Allah kareem make this day a mubarak one for you and may Allah azza wa jalla through the blessings of his beloved rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam accept all your lawful wishes The peace of our hearts and minds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, the one who excessively recites durood upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to the greatness of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an by the blessed and prophetic tongue of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Woh zaba jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe, uski nafiz hukumat pe lakho salam. What better and greater than this, dear viewers, that we listen to the blessings and the greatness of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an, the words which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had used for Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It's just amazing, subhanallah, subhanallah. So we will go through them inshallah azza wa jalla, and as we go along listening to the virtues and blessings of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we will also be honored to listen to a kalam inshallah azza wa jalla as we go along in our program. So listen to these prophetic sayings, subhanallah, and increase your love for Khalifatul Muslimin, Hazrat Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is resting next to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam under the beautiful green dome in Madinatul Munawwara. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a book called Abu Dawood, he says, undoubtedly, you are the first person among my ummah who will enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Referring to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu in Abu Dawood Sharif, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, undoubtedly, you are the first person among my ummah who will enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam speaks about his leadership, speaks about the skills, and speaks about him becoming a leader. He says, it is not appropriate for a nation to be led by anyone else if Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is present amongst them. Allahu Akbar. From this one narration, it is sufficient for us to learn and understand the closeness, the proximity between Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his most closest companion, Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We should make dua through the wasila of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an. He is so accepted in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His leadership, his skills, his decisions, so on and so forth, that the beloved Rasul says it is not appropriate for a nation to be led by anyone else. No one else should be the leader of any nation if only Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu is present amongst them. Allahu Akbar. Let's move on in Tirmizi Sharif, subhanallah. There are more other ahadith regarding Siddiq Akbar and the beloved Rasul say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, you have been freed by Allah azza wa jal from the fire. Therefore, we learn, dear viewers of Madini channel, he is known as the most truthful Siddiqi Akbar, subhanallah. And another name that he has is also Atiq. Why is Atiq given to him, dear viewers? Why is this name given to him? Because Atiq means the one who is freed from the hellfire. This is a glad tiding by the prophetic tongue of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu anhu is freed from the hellfire. Kya baat hai Madini ki? Subhanallah, this is due to his taqwa, his piety, his ibadat, his closeness and proximity to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But together with all that he has earned, dear viewers, the amount of efforts and thriving he, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, had done for the upliftment of Islam, that the beloved Rasul in Ibn Majah states, no wealth has benefited me as Abu Bakr's wealth has benefited me. Allahu Akbar. No wealth has benefited me as Abu Bakr's wealth has benefited me, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is to say the amount of wealth he had spent in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Many of the companions have crossed limits, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in breaking, in crossing the limits, surpassing others in virtuous deeds, in virtuous actions. And Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is amongst them. But when he comes forward to show his love and affection for Islam, when it comes to sacrificing, subhanallah, it is stated that when he had presented everything at the feet of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon one call, when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made one order to the companions to bring whatever they can for the upliftment of Islam, Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also comes along with his goods. Before him, Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had presented whatever goods he could in the barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his way of distributing his wealth that he owned and to share with Islam was such that he had divided his wealth into half. Half was for himself and the other half completely was for Islam. Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also presents his wealth in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he was asked, have you left anything behind for your family? Or is it that you have brought everything that you have owned? All your assets, all your belongings. And he says, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have left Allah and my Rasul for my family. Ya'ani, the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla, my Aqa and my Habib, our master, I have left Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for my family. This is what I have left for them, and what I have brought is everything for Islam. The beloved Nabi Ibn Majah says, no one's wealth has benefited me as Abu Bakr Siddiq's wealth has benefited me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In another narration, dear viewers, which is also in Tirmizi Sharif, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking about the excellence of Siddiq Akbar, says, oh Abu Bakr radiyallahu an, you are my companion of Hawdi Kawthar and the cave, yani the blessed cave, in which Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in Ghari Thawr, subhanallah, given him custody, given him help, subhanallah, given him his companion in the cave of Thawr, dear viewers. We all know very well, this is that one story which makes our hairs on our hands stand at far end when we hear this waqia. What passion did he radiyallahu anhu develop to sacrifice at the feet of Mustafa Jani Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it is amazing. His love is unparalleled. His respect for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is matchless, dear viewers of Madani Channel. His character is impeccable. It's just amazing to learn and see. This is how the companions showed reverence and respect to Mustafa Jani Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, shaitan may place waswasas and various different types of ideas in our mind, and we are looking for references and books as to where can we find the proof of showing this type of love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, saving your life is farad, the dear viewers of Madani Channel. To protect your life is farad. But Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu leaves everything behind when it comes to protect the life and dignity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Firstly, on the night of migration, as he migrates, sometimes on the left, sometimes on the right, Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu anhu walks with the beloved Nabi. Sometimes he would go in front, and at times he would start walking behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes to the right and left. And this happened a few times until the beloved Nabi had asked him, what is the matter? Why do you walk next to me, then in front of me, then behind me, then to the right and left at times? And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we both are on this journey. We are migrating from Makkah to Madinatul Munawwara. But my concern is the fact that there could be some enemy of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who could be hiding in the wilds. And if they would fire any arrow, My niyat of walking in front at times is such that if any arrow is fired from the front, it should cross and pass through the chest of Abu Bakr Siddiq before it touches you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes as I'm walking before you, this thought would come, what if some enemy of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fire an arrow and attack from behind? So I would then move to the back, sometimes to the right. And when the thought would come, then I would move to the left. Allahu Akbar. This passion, dear viewers, up to the extent that he carries Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon his shoulders, and he enters the cave, which he had cleaned prior to that with his clothes. After tearing and getting different parts of his clothes and covering up those holes in the cave, in which he assumed there could be some dangerous, poisonous snake or some creature that could cause damage to the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, harm to him. So he would cover those holes with his clothes. Can you imagine, dear viewers, Ishq-e Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, such love and passion that cross limits. Allahu Akbar. And finally, he had not covered one hole, so there was nothing else to tear from his clothes. So therefore, he assumed and he thought to himself that he would place his foot or his toe upon that hole, inside that hole, so that if anything poisonous is there, should not cause any harm to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it was that moment. It was that moment when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam rests upon the blessed lap of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Allah's Nabi is resting after this long journey, migrating from Makkatul Mukarramah. Enemies are thirsty. They have naked swords in search for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But here, in this place, besides Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu, no one else knew about their whereabouts until they were in that cave for some time. Allahu Akbar. And the snake that was present there decided and was awaiting the arrival of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, according to historians, according to history, awaited for the arrival of the beloved Nabi for several years prior to this incident. And it was awaiting for the beloved Nabi to appear so that it could present its salam in the bargah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As historians have written, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, it then bit that this caused immense pain to circulate in his body, which turned into tears in his eyes and fell upon the blessed face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that had caused him to open his eyes and see the tears in his eyes. After inquiring and finding out that the snake had bitten him, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam placed his prophetic saliva upon the affected area, and instantly, dear viewers, the snake's poison, which was circulating in the blessed body of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu, was instantly extracted by the blessed saliva of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, you are my companion of Hawd al-Kawthar and the blessed cave. Allahu Akbar. The moment when he even panicked in the cave, due to the kuffar finding out and coming close to their place where the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taking refuge with Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved Nabi had consoled him. Allahu Akbar. The Quran says, La tahzan inna Allaha ma'ana. Calming him down. For he was excited to know that the enemies have reached so close, if they would look at their foot, they would perhaps see us. Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to Siddiqui Akbar, do not fear, we are not alone, Allah is with us. Subhanallah, granted him such contentment and tranquility. And he knows that this is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is Allah's Nabi, he has the knowledge of the unseen. And he says that nothing will happen to us, so nothing can happen to us. Allah is with us. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, Pond of Kawthar will be given to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And before him, every other Nabi that came from Allah Azza wa Jalla for the guidance of mankind will be given a pond. But the pond of the beloved Rasul will be larger as compared to all the other ponds which will be granted to other messengers of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is our tamanna and our wish that we are able to drink from this pond of Kawthar. It is for the sinful ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi will be quenching their thirst at this pond, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. In Sahih al-Muslim, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, if I were to make a Khalil, I would make Abu Bakr, but he is my brother and my friend. Amount of honor and status the beloved Rasul had given him. He is Allah's Habib. He is Allah's beloved, Azza wa Jalla. He is the owner of both the worlds. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the reason for this universe to come into existence. Allah's Habib is saying, if I were to make a Khalil, I would make you. But you are my brother, my friend. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In Sunan Tirmizi Sharif, the beloved Nabi says, we have returned the favors of everyone except for Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. Then he further says, however, Allah will return his favor on the day of judgment. Ya'ani, the favors of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return his favors on the day of judgment. Aside from him, everyone else, their favors have been returned. As we mentioned, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, earlier on, when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, I have brought everything for Islam. I have left Allah and my Rasul behind, my Habib behind, my beloved behind for my family. According to a narration, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu even had removed his clothes and had a certain shawl over his body, which he had covered himself with, and a particular type of thorns that was used as buttons to cover his satre aura. According to a narration, according to a waqi'ah, according to this Ravi, he says, subhanallah, at that time, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Siddiq Akbar that Allah azza wa jal had liked the action and this act of yours with thorns used as buttons, and all the malaika in the heavens and skies have been ordered to dress like Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, there are narrations speaking about the fada'il and virtues of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. Therefore he says, we have returned the favors of everyone except for Abu Bakr. However, Allah Azza wa Jalla will return his, yani Abu Bakr's favor on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Let's listen to another beautiful narration, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Undoubtedly, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has behaved gracefully towards me with his soul and wealth more than all the people, says the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Yani there's no doubt, isme koi shak hi nahi. Isme koi gunjaish hi nahi shak ki. Ki Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu has behaved gracefully towards me. With what? With his ruh and spirit, with his soul, with his wealth. And if it's compared to others, then he has superseded everyone else, says the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, whoever wants to see the man free from the hell, whoever wants to see a freed person who will not enter Jahannam, who will not enter the hellfire, he should see Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Allah Kareem, apne Habib ke sadqe mein, and through the wasila of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, forgive our sins, dear viewers. What a leader, what a khalifa, what an example, subhanallah. To the extent, dear viewers, if you think this is only because of nisbah and connection, it is one thing altogether. But here, when Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha asked the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has anyone many good deeds equal to the stars in the sky? Now this question was asked by whom? The blessed wife, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. The beloved Nabi says, yes, it is Umar. Umar radiallahu anhu's good deeds are equal to the stars in the sky. Allahu Akbar. So she humbly again, she asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about the good deeds of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Or about the good deeds of my father? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, oh Aisha, all the good deeds of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu are equivalent to one of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's good deeds. But all the virtues and good deeds of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, they are equivalent to one good deed of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, iske baad ab kya kaha ja sakta hai? This is the status and the maqam of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. Today we take his name. Today we speak about his personality. We speak about his abstinence from the world, from the dunya. What a unique leader. What an example for the Muslims to follow. His leadership is a perfect example, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Abstinence from the dunya. Khawf-e-khuda in his heart. fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most beloved to you from amongst all the people? So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha. Then it was asked again, Ya Rasulullah, from amongst the men, who is most beloved to you? So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, her father, Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari, dear viewers. From amongst the women folk, it is Aisha Siddiqa. And from amongst the men, it is the father of Aisha Siddiqa, yani Abu Bakr Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So you would often hear, dear viewers of Madini channel, these various waqiyas and ahadith and narrations of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. And the beloved Nabi would test his companions. He would give them dar, subhanallah. He would give them motivation. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa came to remove and wipe the tears of the people. He came to feed the poor. He came to remove the hunger. He came to remove the burden from the people. And as he takes the class and the tarbiyat of his sahaba, he says to his audience, to his attendees, questions about fasting, about the funeral salah, about feeding a poor person, and about visiting a sick person. As to whom from among you has carried out these actions today? Who has performed funeral salah? Who has fasted today? Who has fed a poor person today? Who has went to visit a sick person today? All the attendees remained silent when Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu said, each time the beloved Nabi had asked, aaj kin kin logon ne ye kiya hai? Har baar jab bhi sarkar ne ye poocha sawal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Siddiqui Akbar says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have performed this act. Then the beloved Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all these virtues will be gathered only in that person who will be a Jannati dweller. Who will be a Jannati. Who will dwell in Jannah. All these virtues can only be gathered in such a person. That is Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. It is never sufficient for us to discuss the life and blessed biography of Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Some have kept their name Siddiqui Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. But we have left his character behind, dear viewers. We have left his personality behind. Naam ke saath ab character ko bhi lein. Taki inshallah azza wa jalla, as we name our children after the name of Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they should even walk into the footsteps of Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. We have a beautiful kalam, dear viewers, for the viewers of Madini channel. Alhamdulillah. Enjoy it. Sit back, relax, and watch this kalam. Subhanallah. It's a Friday. Don't go. Stay with us until the end. And when we do return, inshallah azza wa jalla, we will be discussing and rounding up with the blessed biography of Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. To learn more about his blessed life, please stay with us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك
ربك خير الخلق كلهم
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العممي
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدئ النعم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Welcome back dear viewers, and that was our Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Al-Tari Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyya. MashaAllah, we have heard Qasida Burda Sharif Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayri khalqi kullihimi. Hum ye koshish karte hain ki har program mein har jagah jahan jaye to is kalam ko padhte hain taki we attain the barakah and the blessings of this beautiful kalam, subhanallah. And we have just now we have heard this from Rukne Shura Haji Habib Sahab, and now we are rounding up, dear viewers. We have come to the end of today's episode and today's program, subhanallah. May Allah bless our viewers, may Allah forgive us and accept whatever lawful wishes we have, whatever intentions we have made throughout the day, to become pious and to become better. We have learned from the life of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu about his sacrifices, about the love and passion he has to serve the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, once again we are mentioning this, and now we are ending up, subhanallah, rounding up. He radiallahu anhu throughout his life served the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he left this world as being the closest companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the companion of the beloved Nabi during his blessed lifetime and even after his demise, and even on the day of judgment he will resurrect with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. In fact, with regards to him embracing Islam, dear viewers, just so the brothers know about this, Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has reconciled the opinions of the scholars as to whom had embraced Islam in the very beginning. He says that Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu embraced Islam first from amongst the men, from the freedmen, and the mother of the believers, Khatijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the first woman of Islam that embraced Islam, subhanallah. And from amongst the young men, from amongst the boys, it is none other than Sayyidina Ali karamullahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, subhanallah. So from the men, Siddiqui Akbar, from the females, Khatijatul Kubra radiallahu anha, and from the young men, Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. May Allah kareem forgive us, dear viewers. Stay good, be good, do good wherever you are. Keep giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and keep making dua in the bargah of Rabb Azza wa Jalla. May Allah kareem accept all our lawful wishes. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.